you will begin to learn that how to get along with people. You begin to make people like you. You begin to have a manner about you that, with all the different techniques that we give you, you become a person that people like to know. And you get away from all your hates. You get away from all your fears. You get away from all your greed. You get away from all this stuff. And as soon as you get away from all that, what do you think pours in? Happiness, joy, abundance. We want you to learn how to. This planet was put here not to be denied, but to be conquered and to enjoy and to have all the wonderful things that are here. But people think, well, they have to be poor, they have to sacrifice, they have to give it all up so that they can be saved. Not true. You have to be the master. And this is what we want to teach you. And this is why we encourage you, if you're going to take a pet, make it a member of the family. Talk to it like it's a member of the family. Don't treat it like it's something beneath you. Don't do that. If you leave them alone, you're better off, because the people who teach dogs and cats and animals to be vicious, they'll pay for it. One of these days, they'll pay for that. And you'll also reap a very nice reward for helping one of your younger brothers to advance into the human family. Yes?
Do animals see the physical like we do?
No, not generally. There's a lot of beautiful animals. Well, Peggy and Billy are not here tonight. They have one they picked up someplace. They just picked him up. And it's a beautiful animal, and they love it. They treat it like a member of the family. It chases earthbounds out of the house. Really does. Billy sees them all the time. And when this little dog sees one, he'll go, pop, 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 pop. And Billy, look, and you'll see him chasing somebody out of the house. Don't belong there. Well, earthbounds sometimes come in or can really drag you down, take your energy. This is why I don't believe in capital punishment. I think we ought to put people who disobey or make our society unreasonable to live in, I think we should put them to work and not kill them. Some people don't like to hear me say that. But, you know, work is the best darn therapy that God has given us.